are blessed. Most of us here today can say our eyesight is a gift from God. Perhaps there are a few with age-related macular degeneration, and there may be some of us that need reader glasses, but for the most part, we can see, and all of us have a general understanding and empathy for those who are blind. In Jesus' time, however, blindness was thought to be a terrible curse from God, and the literal translation of the name Bartimaeus is son of the unclean. Bartimaeus' condition deprived him of not only his sight, but prevented him from earning a living and having a typical life. He was shunned for his disability, his curse. He was left with no choice but to beg and plead for the mercy of strangers, hoping to survive another day. And then that day arrives. When Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is approaching, he cries out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Unlike so many people at that time, who could see Jesus but did not believe that he was the Son of God, Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, sees it and he gets it. He believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Let's remember, though, Bartimaeus has not seen any of the miracles. He has not seen Jesus feed the thousands of people, expel demons, or cure the sick. He has not seen Jesus do anything. And in fact, he cannot even see Jesus as he comes near. But even without seeing, Bartimaeus believes, he trusts, and he calls out. In other words, the blind beggar does see. He sees through the lens of faith, and his belief and determination break through the crowd who would deny him from reaching Jesus. Jesus stops and asks his disciples to call Bartimaeus, who caution him to have courage. When he hears that Jesus wants to see him, Bartimaeus demonstrates courage, courage that probably amazed the crowd gathered around him. He immediately jumps up to his feet and casts aside the only thing that he has to his name, his cloak. This act of throwing away his cloak may not seem so important to us, but in those times, a cloak was a beggar's sole possession, a source of protection and comfort in harsh living conditions. And Jesus, who is the high priest, who is so beautifully described in today's second reading from the letter to the Hebrews, hears Bartimaeus' plea and asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" To everyone there, this question may have seemed a little strange. After all, there was a blind beggar. What else would he ask for? Jesus' question to Bartimaeus reminds us that our Lord respects free will and that he wants to do more than just heal. Jesus invites everyone who asks for his help to have an intimate, sacred relationship with him. And even when Jesus heals Bartimaeus, he gave him a choice. He told them, "Go your way, your faith has saved you." And the way that Bartimaeus followed is Jesus. Friends, in some way we are like Bartimaeus. We're all weak and wounded, begging for God's mercy. And so often we are, in one way or another, blind. We may be blinded by pride, ambitions, selfishness, or our cloaks. We may not see clearly or think clearly because of a grudge. We may be lost in a fog of addiction or the relentless ache of a broken heart. We may have given up hope and fallen into despair. People may have even marginalized us and cast us aside. We may start each day looking for a miracle to get us through it. So what can we do? Yesterday, we celebrated the memorial of Pope St. John Paul II, whose consistent message to the world was the most often repeated phrase found in sacred scripture: "Do not be afraid." I think there are three important lessons from the gospel that can help all of us Bartimaeuses to seek God's transformative grace and deepen our relationship with Jesus, and they are connected with that very idea. Do not be afraid. First, we should not be afraid to trust in God's mercy. Bartimaeus was not afraid. He wasn't afraid to cry out to Jesus in his need, even when others were trying to silence him. This act of faith and determination was answered as Jesus heard him and responded by telling his disciples to call him, which leads us to the second point. Do not be afraid of God's call. Do not be afraid to answer it and accept what the risk that may entail. Bartimaeus flung aside his sole possession, his cloak, and walked towards the sound of Jesus' voice with hope, trust, and committed faith. Even after being healed and saved, Bartimaeus chose to follow Jesus despite the risks, in which we will hear in his subsequent chapters of Mark lead to Jesus' betrayal and passion. And thirdly, do not be afraid to answer the question Jesus posed to Bartimaeus, the question our loving God asks all of us. What do you want me to do for you? Think at this moment, if Jesus asked this question of you, how would you answer? What would you say? Bartimaeus simply replied, "Master, I want to see." And when we think of that reply, isn't it that what it really truly comes down to for all of us gathered here tonight at Mass? We want to see. We want clarity. We want hope. We want light. Friends, that is the gift that Jesus gave Bartimaeus, and that is the gift that Jesus offers to each and every person that reaches out to him in faith. As his disciples entrusted to build his kingdom here on earth, this is the gift that we are called to share with others so that they too may cast aside their cloaks and follow our Lord. So as we leave Mass tonight, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we can let go of? What are those things that we need to do that we can see with the lens of faith, to not be afraid to call out to our Lord with our needs and follow the way Jesus invites us to walk with him?